Time now for the Phil Hendry Uncensored Podcast for today, December the 30th, 2008. Mindful of the fact that most Americans are moderately at best interested in the bullshit in the Middle East, other than the fact that it may involve American soldiers, it might very well involve the cutting off of oil coming from that region. I get it, and I don't blame people for not being all that tuned into that, because it's not, as a matter of course, what most people are interested in. Most people are interested in their freaking jobs, their children, their careers, their homes. I get that, okay? My job is to sort of keep this stuff out front. Why do I get pissed off to the point of homicide when I hear about these goings-ons, especially with regard to the Palestinians and the Israelis? Because this bullshit is never going to end until such time as the people in the Middle East, and I ain't talking about Israelis now, I'm talking about the Arab people, until somebody talks straight to them about what the options are. All they're told is that these Jews are fucking their life up. That's all they're fucking told. So don't tell me they're getting any other news. Some people would like me to believe, Mr. Hendry, there is a democratic exchange of ideas in those states. It just so happens that the Arab street doesn't agree with you. Bullshit is what I say to that. They're not told anything remotely positive about the existence of Israel other than what is filtered through their propaganda ministries, and it all has to do with keeping the people unhappy with the Jews so that the fat assholes that run those countries can keep sitting under gold toilets, taking probably gold shits for all I know. I don't know what they're eating. It can't be anything good. I can't imagine that the shits they drop are made of gold, unless, of course, they bring in someone, like maybe some lackey, and they're told to look into the toilet. What does that look like? It looks like gold, Sahib. Okay, great. Thank you. Even though Sahib's an Indian term. Because if the guy said it looks like shit, he'd probably get his hands cut off. The fact of the matter is, the people of the so-called Arab street have never been given the option to know anything other than the following line. Israelis are dogs, Jews are pigs, they're interlopers, they're invaders, they're an army of occupation, and that bullshit editorial in The Nation, who the fuck are you guys writing for? Seriously. I mean, you guys are about as stupid as those assholes that write The New Yorker. The New Yorker, which at one time was considered the height of intellectual discourse, has on its cover the picture of Barack and Michelle dressed in all of that Muslim gear, as if this is a satirical rendering of how Americans view them. Well, if that's a satirical rendering of how Americans view them, then you got to have the American viewing them in the picture, you dumb fucks. Don't you understand what satire is? And you guys at The Nation, fuck you with this army of occupation. Do you even understand what an army of occupation is? You guys take the Geneva Convention and you do what these other assholes do who think that those guys at Guantanamo deserve habeas corpus. You just twist that motherfucker so it comes out the way you want it to come out instead of reading it. And I mean reading it through and knowing what's in it. At The Nation, they say that Israel is an army of occupation and so therefore is violating this. The last time I checked, Hamas was the quote-unquote duly elected authority there in the Gaza Strip. They're lobbing fucking rockets from inside Gaza into Israel. All right? They have a security force there. They basically administer that portion of what passes for the Palestinian territories. I mean, they're a disgrace. And the motherfuckers that run the Arab states are a disgrace. And so when you want to talk about truth, there's only one country in that region of the world that's making some kind of a stab at truth, and that's Iraq, with a parliament, and cats that get elected. And by the way, there's no theocracy. There's no religious leaders. Oh, sure, there's some assholes that have militias, but guess what? They are subsumed and subdued, hopefully, by the civilian authority. That's what it's all about in a democratic state. Separation of church, state. Church goes there, state goes here. Render to Caesar what is Caesar's and to, All right, that's it. And as far as Obama goes and the tax cuts, I don't give a fuck anymore. If they work, they work. Look, all I know is this guy seems to me that he is first for setting the country right and second for living up to whatever promises some assholes on the progressive side of life think he made to them. You progressive people, and I consider myself progressive. Some of you people on the fringe, he doesn't owe you shit. You know that? That's number one. Number two, you didn't buy jack shit out of this election. You aren't owed anything. You don't own anything. There isn't anything that you should be expecting, because hopefully there ain't nothing you're going to get. You got the president, Obama. Let him lead. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to those other assholes, you know, sitting behind you. This has been the Phil Hendry Show Uncensored Podcast for today, December 30th, 2008. Until tomorrow, December 31st, 2008, it's today, December 30th, 2008.